Crossings there out of Germany. That band is called Scorpion, and that is Send Me an Angel here on our Tuesday program. And that's a request from Annie O'Fay, who is listening to the show, and she said, please play that for my mom, who tunes into your program. And, well, thank you very much, Annie, for requesting the song from the Scorpion, Send Me an Angel, on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Just about 10 minutes or so, we have Ray McDonald with Chart Chat for this week coming in. So hang around. That's up ahead. If you want to make a request, 202-619-2077 is our number. You can also send a email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. We'd love to hear from you. Or go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. A lot of people on Facebook checking out all the things I'm putting up on Facebook. I've got a video. It's a remake of a Black Eyed Peas song from 13 years ago. Will.i.am decided to bring the Black Eyed Peas back together, even with Fergie, and they recorded a video and a song, which is their new version of Where Is the Love. Very timely song, Where Is the Love. And the video is getting a lot of attention on my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And there are a lot of celebrities participating in the video. Mary J. Blige is in it, Justin Timberlake, Usher. A lot of different celebrities join in this video. So check it out at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I want to say hi to Saidu Muhammad Ali, Mary Buckman, Sintayehu Marina, Lourdes OG Custudio, who's in the Philippines, Joshua Ty Kalebs, Ria Lorvin, heard from Owalu, England geographer, Yukar Kanal, Donatus Chorbe, also checking in, Larry Daniels, Rotkong Job, and Kaveh Mad is with us. So thank you, everybody, for going to the Facebook page. Love to hear from you. Also got a message on Facebook and a request from Elias Kebret in Ethiopia, who wanted to write in to say Happy Ethiopian New Year, which was celebrated over the weekend. It began with Enkutatash, which is the end of the rainy season. And everybody exchanges cards and flowers at this time of the year. And so to all of our Ethiopian friends tuned into Shegar FM, I say Melkam Adis Amet, which I hope is a close proximity to Happy New Year. That's my best shot. Melkam Adis Amet to everybody in Ethiopia. And here is a request from Ethiopia for Bakey Martin Love. And this is the new one from Katy Perry. It's called Rise on Border Crossings.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can't write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core, 'cause my roots, they run deep. Oh, oh, you have so little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins. I know it, I know it. And I will not negotiate. Unchained through the madness and chaos, so I call on my angels. They say, oh, you have so little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in your veins. You know it, you know it. And you will not negotiate.
Transform. 'Cause when
Border Crossings, and that is Katy Perry. And Katy Perry's song is On the Rise and moving up the charts. She's doing great. I love Katy Perry, and she says she's going to go on tour next year. She's going to release a new album, so we're looking forward to all kinds of great stuff from Katy Perry.
And she talked about Taylor Swift. She mentioned Taylor Swift.
Yes, she did.
She was on Twitter, and a fan asked her, well, are you ever going to collaborate with Taylor Swift? And Katy wrote, if she says sorry, sure. And she kind of left it at that.
For those that don't know the history there, the song Bad Blood was supposedly written about the feud between Katy and Taylor, which all began when Katy stole a couple of Taylor's backup dancers. And I don't know how you steal a backup dancer who's not willing to
Crumier, in the car now.
That's right. So, all right. Well, anyway, it's Border Crossings, and you can tell by the sound of my partner here alongside of us. It's Tuesday Chart Chat, and that is Ray McDonald.
Hello, everybody. And I am here with two fast-rising songs on the latest Billboard Hot 100. And we know both of these artists very well. They've been in the top 20 many times before. They're big stars. And we also have some touring announcements for both of them. So let's get started with Britney Spears and G-Eazy. Make Me has been out for several weeks, but it gets a big bounce this week because Britney's album debuted on the chart. Make Me, it jumps from 58th to 17th place, and I have a whole lot of Britney items to share with you, and that'll happen after the song.
I'm dreaming of my love, living by somebody. This feeling, I wanna go with it, cause there's no way we're hiding away from this tonight. This tonight. Can tell you want me by the way I see you staring across the room, babe. No shame on the game, just cut the show beyond this. Yeah, you know what you gotta do tonight. To make me move like it ain't a choice for you, like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Something sensational. Get back to my room, ignite in the heat of the moment. Let those sparks fuse, blowing up to the ceiling. We're burning bright when we cut the light. Cause you're the flame I can't do without. The fire comes in the sky first. Now there's no way I'm gonna be fighting this tonight. This tonight, I just want you to make me move like it ain't a choice for you, like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Something sensational.
If it's a random person or the biggest star out in Vegas or a little bar, it's really not a difference if it's near or far. Listen, here we are, I need you. I've always wanted what was off limits, staring at you till I'm caught in this. Back and forth like this is all tennis. I'm all jealous, you came with someone, but we can tell that there's changes coming. See, I can tell that you're a dangerous woman. That means you're speaking my language. Come on, now follow me, let's go. Like Penelope and Blow, well aware that stealing you is a felony, yeah I know. That's why they keep on telling me to let go, yeah. But I need you and I can take you all the way, and I'm able to give you something sensational, so let's go, yeah. Said I need you and I can take you all the way, and I'm able.
capable. So follow me and I can make you move.
Britney Spears and G-Eazy, Make Me, and that thing enjoys a big bounce this week on the Billboard Hot 100 chart from 58th to 17th place, and that's because Britney's Glory album opened at number 3 on the latest Billboard album chart. Barbra Streisand was number 1 with her 11th U.S. number 1 album, and Florida Georgia Line was in 2nd place, so Britney opens in 3rd place, which is not bad. Because basically, she's a heritage artist now.
Mm-hmm. You know, Glory is her first number one UK album.
Right.
The first number one album for her in the U.S. All these years she's been doing this.
Isn't that surprising?
It is. She started when she was 17. She's 34. And now, finally, a number one album.
Okay, so I have a little chart trivia question.
Ooh, I can hardly wait.
When did Britney last top the Hot 100 chart? That's a toughie. I had to go back and look myself. She did it twice in 2011.
Toxic? Oh, yeah, 2011, right?
2011. She was a guest artist on Rihanna's S&M. And Hold It Against Me from Femme Fatale went to number 1.
Huh. Interesting.
So I have some other Britney quick hits for you. She recently donated $125,000 to flood relief efforts in her native Louisiana. They had some terrible flooding down there. Last weekend, her sons, Jaden and Preston, turned 10 and 11. So that made me feel old. Their birthdays are just 2 days apart, so she threw them a Pokemon-themed pool party. And Britney has announced the 2017 dates for her Las Vegas residency. She'll be there from March 22nd through May 20th at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Her Vegas residency has been going since 2013, and I can remember when plans were being made for the residency, and a lot of people said, oh, it's going to be a train wreck. You know, Britney just doesn't have it anymore. But she has been selling out consistently. This has just been a model for all the other Vegas residencies that all these other superstars want to do. You know, Britney set the template, and she's doing better than ever.
And she's in Flaunt magazine in an interview, and she says some very interesting things. She says, I'm weird. She admits, I'm a weird person, and I have anxiety, and I've suffered anxiety for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of opens up about herself and things going on in her head. But I guess she's a great mom, because she loves her two boys.
Yeah, obviously. And Britney's always had a little air of mystery about her, a little bit of inaccessibility. There was the whole issue of the court-ordered conservancies, mm-hmm. and I'm glad to see she seems to be happy and doing well. Mm-hmm. She's certainly commercially successful, and I'm glad Britney's still, you know, a viable artist and still with us.
And at 34, her dad is still responsible for her finances.
Mm-hmm.
He still manages the money for her. Yeah. So there you go. And she's not the only one in the family doing well. I mean, she's got a sister, you know, a younger sister who also did a country album and whatnot. So.
Jamie Lynn, right?
Yep. All right.
Hey, whatever works. Onward and upward we go. Well, actually, backward. We're going backward for this one. Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj are your hotshot debut artists in 31st place with Side to Side. And when a song debuts at number 31, its fate is sort of in the balance. You know, it might backtrack from there, or if radio jumps on it, or if people really like it, it might shoot up. So we'll see where the single goes, but I have some interesting tour information about Ariana, and we'll hear that after the song.
Banana,
Ariana.
Banana day.
Nicki Minaj.
And boy, you got me walking side to side.
No.
I'm talking to you. Give you
Come true, yo, get you this type of blow. If you want a menage, I got a tricycle.
All these hoes is my mini-me. Body smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelings, cause they feeling me. I give zero f, then I got zero chilling me. Kissing me, cop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell them to call me Stephanie. Pop, then I make my gum pop. I'm the queen of rap, Young Ariana, run pop.
These friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them, no, cause I.
Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj, Side to Side. That is your Hotshot debut in 31st place on the Hot 100. They performed this song at the MTV VMAs last month. And the big news, I guess, with Ariana Grande is that she's finally posted tour dates in support of her Dangerous Woman album. The whole thing starts February 2nd in Phoenix, Arizona. The interesting thing is the venues have yet to be announced. Now, earlier this year, you know, Dangerous Woman hit the market back in May. And usually when a major artist brings an album out, a tour has already been planned, and they time the album release and the tour to be fairly close together. Well, album came out in May. We didn't hear anything about a tour. I had heard that promoters reportedly had balked at Ariana's plans to play large arenas in North America because they didn't think she could fill them. So anyway, now we have the tour dates, but the venues have yet to be announced. I would imagine there's a lot of negotiations going on behind the scenes. In the meantime, we will get to see Ariana Grande on U.S. television. She'll play the role of Penny in Hairspray Live, and that's going to happen in December.
And she's also dating Mac Miller.
Right.
So some interesting stuff going on in her life. Thank you, Ray, for bringing us Chart Chat today.
My pleasure, Larry.
This is Border Crossings. One more request. This one's Adam Lambert and a request for Aditha Pratika in India and Better Than I Know Myself.
Cold as ice and more bitter than a December winter night. That's how I treated you. And I know that I sometimes tend to lose my temper and I cross the line. Yeah, that's the truth. I know it gets hard sometimes, but I could never leave your side no matter what I say. Cause if I wanted to go, I would have gone by now.
pretend it didn't matter if I was alone. But deep down I know, if you were gone for even a day, I wouldn't know which way to turn. 'Cause I'm lost without you. I know it gets hard sometimes, but I could never leave your side, no matter what I say. 'Cause if I wanted to go, at times, but try and see my heart. 'Cause I need you now, so don't let me down. You're the only thing in this world I would die without. 'Cause if I wanted to go,
Adam Lambert on Border Crossings for India. Aditha Pratika's listening better than I know myself. And I want to say hello to Laman Abdul Ture, who's listening to us, and says hi to Ray as well. So hello from Laman to you, Ray. Bemenit Gebru is in Ethiopia. Adinet Tesmegan, Festus Alhaji Fala Yalia, Clement Gomer Jonah, and Perry Winkle, also known as Christy Sayarat in Kuwait. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Thanks, Rob, our engineer, Vince, our director. I'm Larry London. Catch you tomorrow at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.